Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel. Bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, Ed, as always, delighted to have you back. Hopefully you had a good week.
No, Carol, it was a terrible week, and I'm just, you know, I'm just so unhappy to be back on this show again. You know, it's having to get out of bed at this hour of a Saturday morning. You know, has anyone any consideration for me?
Life's so cruel, isn't it? It's so cruel. And I understand you're still getting a lot of emails in at travel talk.ie, but people are still more or less asking the same questions about travel and refunds.
Yeah, I mean, Carol, I could spend an hour going through the questions with you just to kind of save time. I mean, the majority of ones I've got in the last few weeks really have been, again, because all the airlines are coming, like most airlines are coming back now from the 1st of July, and you know, a lot of people are still nervous about flying and stuff, and the majority of them have, you know, my flight's operating but I don't want to travel, can I get a refund, can I da-da-da? And the answer very simply is this: if an airline breaks its contract with you and cancels a flight, then you are entitled to a full refund. I've given the address out many times, flightrights.ie, if you're having trouble with that. But if your flight is operating and you don't feel that you want to travel, the only option is to change your flights, change your dates, and try to look for flights at the similar prices, really. Or, you know, if you don't avail of the flight and it operates, you're classed as a no-show and that's it. There's no entitlement for refunds back. So just to put it in a nutshell, really, that's it. If you have booked a package through a travel agent, it's slightly different. You can opt for a voucher for 6 months now with the new scheme that's in place if the agent can't refund your money. And after the 6 months, you would be entitled to a full cash refund. The state has guaranteed those vouchers in the event agents would cease trading, hopefully in the unlikely event. One other thing, Carl, to tell people, a new thing during the week about flights, you know, the new flying that we're going to be all doing if we do decide to fly again. You're going to be embarked and disembarked now by seat numbers. There'll be no more of this when the plane lands, Carl, that everyone jumps up.
Not a bad thing, is it?
No, it's not. That's a bad thing at all.
That drives me nuts.
Isn't it? I know. I was saying there's some benefits out of the whole thing. But you're right. I mean, it'll be very civilized, and they're totally disencouraging people checking in or bringing bags, you know, on the plane. It'll be handbags and laptops and, you know, your jacket on the plane. That's what they're looking for. And again, you know, there'll be a deep clean every night, and then there'll be a rub down between flights, just to let people know that, because there's been controversy about people saying, oh, there'll be all deep cleaned. Different airlines are doing different things, but just in a nutshell, to give you an idea, the priority thing will be gone. It'll be seat number, you know, it'll be slower, but you know, it'll be very relaxed and civilized, and it'll be social distancing. So just let people know that. We'll keep people up to date again as we get more information on that. And Spain is all open on the 1st of July, Carol, as well. I know Spain is a big one here for as are other countries, by the way, Italy, Germany, like, as well. But just to let people know, because I get a lot of questions about Spain and Tenerife and stuff and the Canaries. But the 1st of July, that they're looking at flights and, you know, everything being open again. So
okay, now we have spoken before too, even though, as you just said there, Ed, that Spain would be the number one destination for Irish holidaymakers, but we have spoken before about this summer and the fact that perhaps a lot of Irish holidaymakers will not avail of the advantage of going abroad and will actually take a staycation, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. In fact, well, it's a good thing for the Irish tourism industry and good for the Irish economy. And you have some fabulous staycation offerings around the country for us.
Yes, Cara, I just wanted to give people a sort of a flavour of what's out there now. Just starting up at the top of the country there in Donegal, the Loch Esk Hotel, Carl, which I've stayed in before, I must say I can highly recommend it. It's a beautiful property and it's a real castle. 5-star property in Donegal. They're doing a lovely package there, 3 nights for the price of 2, including full Irish breakfast. And the price on that, Carol, is 228 per person or 455. And again, that would be sort of 3 nights for the price of 2. But one also that they're doing, which is very nice, and I think, Carol, a lot of people might like actually to have a week away in Ireland, they're doing 7 nights for the price of 5, and that's 610 per person. So that's basically...
That's actually quite good.
Yeah, 1,200 quid for the two of you for the week, and the breakfast is really lovely there as well. And that's lochesckcastlehotel.com. Now, just moving down the country a little bit, Carl, to somewhere very dear to your heart, I would think, Kilkenny and Lyrat Estate.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes, another 5-star property. And what's great, Carl, at the moment is, again, you can get really nice, good value for a lot of these really top 5-star properties. And of course, you know that the hotel grounds there in Lyrat, I mean, it's spread across across 170 acres of countryside, beautiful lakes, gardens, beautiful green woodlands. So it's a
very
pretty part
it
of the
is,
world,
yeah.
very medieval.
Yeah, it is.
So
it
the
is.
17th
it is.
Estate. Yeah, Carol. Lovely. Full of history. So they're doing a lovely special there as well. So a one night midweek bed and breakfast from 95 per person. Now, again, that's full Irish breakfast and it gives you complimentary access to the leisure centre. And they have a 17 metre swimming pool there as well, which will be nice, and steam room. And again, if you want to do a midweek family break there, Carol, that's from 225 per person. And that's bed and breakfast, dinner on one evening. As well for the adults, there's complimentary on-site activities, which there's loads to do there. Swimming pool, mini splash pool, playground, resort bikes, walking, nature trails. They have a private cinema, Carol, and loads more. And that's Lyrath, LYRATH.com. And you probably know that's just a fabulous. You'd really enjoy it there because you get away from it all and it's stunning. All the way down, Carol, to lovely Killarney. Fabulous place there, the Castlerock Park Resort. What's beautiful about this place is that it's in the Killarney National Park. Breathtaking, the beauty there, right? Mm-hmm. It takes in the whole 25,000 acres of the whole area. And, you know, you're looking at the majestic peaks of the McGillicuddy Reeks. You have the lakes of Killarney there, and they're on the shore of the Lower Lake. And it's only a 30-minute walk into town as well. So it's really lovely. A three-night weekend, Carol, or a four-night midweek break for 390 total price. What's lovely about the Castle Ross, Carol, as well, they have 39 lodges, holiday homes and self-catering lodges, different types of one. And there's a complimentary upgrade to a golf lodge subject to availability. So that's a really nice package there as well, the Castle Ross Park Resort. Now, just if you want to do something, Carl, a little bit more like city breakish, of course, you couldn't get any better than Cork.
Yeah, could not.
And our friends in the Metropole Hotel, Carl, are doing a wonderful Rediscover Cork. And it's only 119 per room for two people with breakfast.
Now, in fairness, that is very good. I've stayed at the Metropole. It's a lovely hotel. It really
super.
Is.
And you know what? Now, all the rooms are very good, but they've got gorgeous refurbished executive rooms. And they're doing a night bed and breakfast in those rooms for just €123, right? And that'll be available from Saturday the 20th of June, Carl. They're putting this out on the 20th online, so the first 100 guests to book online will qualify for that package. And the executive rooms are lovely. The Metropole, as you know, has won lots of awards. Lovely four-star Victorian sort of quarter in Cork City there. And they have a lovely swimming pool as well. And listen, Carl, I wanted to finish up with this very nice Away with the Fairies package, right? Now, I think you'd love this because it's absolute luxury. It's a family package. Now, by the way, Carl, the Intercontinental, as you know, formerly the Four Seasons, is now kind of marketing itself very much as a resort, an urban resort in the city, because of course it has massive space, as you probably know. And the family offer includes options of booking a 52 square meter bedroom with two large beds, you know, in it as well. So the package also includes family guest rooms, rollaway bed, by the way, Carl, as an option, as well as the two queen beds, you know, for families, full breakfast every morning. And then you enjoy your very own fairy trail tour in the garden. So
oh, how lovely.
Isn't that great? You can meet a few fairies out in the Intercontinental on the trail, which would be wonderful. You get fairy cupcakes, Carol, and treats on arrival. Now you see. And a cinema night as well. Wouldn't that be gorgeous? Social distancing, cinema night. And then access to the 14-metre swimming pool and, of course, complimentary car parks. And that's from 380 per room per night for everybody. The other interesting, innovative thing they're doing, Carol, is a reunite and reconnect package. So if you and the couple yourself and, you want to meet your friends or four of you get together, whatever, they're doing a package there as well from 368 per room per night. And that includes complimentary cocktails on arrival, again, cinema night, breakfast every morning. I mean, I think those packages are quite imaginative. So reunite and reconnect. And it's only out the road, Carol, so you don't have to worry about the 20-kilometer, I suppose, thing or whatever. We don't know where we'll be in the next phase.
Tell me this, Ed. I mean, when are the hotels actually reopening? When can people avail of these offers?
The 20th of July, Carol.
Okay.
They're reopening.
Okay.
And they're also reopening, by the way, up north as well. I was talking to them up there, Julie and Hastings Hotels, and hotels that you've stayed in there, Carol, before. for lovely places, the Grand Central and the Europa. They're all opening as well at the same time, which is great for the whole island. They have some great deals online there as well to encourage people to come up. So listen, Carol, that's all. The intercontinentaldublin.ie, by the way, is the website there for the Intercontinental, and it's the metropolehotel.ie. for that great package down in Cork as well.
So there's a lot of information there now, Ed, in fairness. So we'll put all that up on the Sunshine website as well under the Saturday Live page, and you'll put it up on the Travel Talk website as well if anybody wants to have a listen back.
Yes, absolutely. It'll be lovely for people to be able to get back to a bit of normality, Carol. And as I said, you know, people are always saying Ireland is really, really expensive. I think they're really trying to do their best to kind of make it affordable for people now. So hopefully that'll continue.
Absolutely. All right, Ed, thank you for that. Ed at traveltalk.ie, the email if you have any questions. Ed, have a good week. Have a better week this week than you did last week.
I will indeed, Carol. You know, I'm actually, we're all getting used to it, you know, but yeah, I'm excited. I've booked, by the way, a little trip. My first trip since March will be to Kilkenny. So we'll be reporting.
Excellent choice.
Too far to go, thank God.
Excellent choice. All right, Ed, we'll chat with you next week. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Carol.
Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel, bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8.